Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in Washington. Tonight, Women's Day.
If you ask me, in my mind, every day is Women's Day.
Isn't it the other way around? You got it wrong, brother. It's behind every successful man is a successful woman. All right? However, you know what? Even on the flip side, that is very true.
As we all remember, the world has recently celebrated the International Women's Day. And the theme for this year, 2019, was Balance for Better. So, why is this a significant day? And why are we celebrating women anyway? Are we doing enough to attain what is needed and address the gender balance around the world? Well, do we have enough respect for ladies? Okay, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And it's now time to welcome my colleague in the studio for the very first time, Zahra Amin Faghi from the House of Service. Welcome to the show. You're welcome, Zahra. And on the phone, all the way from Kampala, Uganda, our regular contributor, the one and only Prosi Nyafono. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to have you.
Sure. Please welcome former CEO, Childbirth Survivor International, CSI, and also professor at Towson University in Baltimore, Maryland, Tausi Kagasheki. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, let's go from here. In 1911, there was early International Women's Day celebrated in Austria, Denmark, Germany, and Switzerland. And of course, more than 1 million women and men attended Women's Day rallies worldwide. So why is this very important? I spoke to founder of Know Your Roots organization in Uganda, Laura Atiang, and I wanted to know her take.
If you ask me, in my mind, every day is Women's Day.
Really? But I think, okay.
I think this particular day was put up just to commemorate, like a day of gathering the women, maybe in one place, and, you know, tell them how important they are and what role they play in society. Only that, some people have taken it out of hand. Because here in Uganda, when it was Women's Day, someone posted on their status and said, tomorrow will be Sidekicks Day.
Really?
So today the women will celebrate theirs, and tomorrow we the sidekicks will go and celebrate our day. But I just think it's important to commemorate it because it reminds the women of how important they are. Because, you know, when we get caught up in the daily work, you know, you wake up, if you're a mother, you wake up in the day, you know, you have to prepare the children for school. The husband is also waiting for this and that and that. You forget how valuable that is.
Right. And that is why some people say, you know what, if you educate a woman, I think this is a saying, that you have educated the whole family or the whole entire nation. So, is that true to the word as far as this is concerned?
Yes, it's very true. It's very true. Very true. Because at the end of the day, the women are the ones that spend most of the time with the children. And these children are the next generation, usually.
Yeah.
So they teach these children what they know. That's why if you married a woman who is not of your tribe, she is going to teach your children her tribe. They'll speak her language, do things their way. And if you're a father, you're doomed, you know?
Oh, my God. You're getting some men scary up in here. They have women from all over the across the globe, and hey, so they'll be missing something, those who are not married with their own tribe. And is this the reason why some tribes, they don't want to marry out of their culture?
Yes. Most of the men say that. Like, I just want the woman to take her time and then teach the children what they need to know in our culture, you know. But then you can eliminate that by creating time with your children as a father, too. Because, you know, love is funny.
Oh, yeah.
You can fall in love with a person who is, you know, totally different, a different race, a different tribe or something. But if you also create time to sit down with the children and teach them the morals of your own tribe and stuff like that, it helps them out, and then it helps build your clan as a man.
Thank you, Laura, from Kampala, Uganda. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing International Women's Day. And now back to the studio. And all the way, I want to invite you, pressing your phone all the way in Kampala, Uganda. Why is this day so important?
Okay. Thank you, Shomari, and our listeners. Well, Women's Day is important and should be celebrated because it gives a voice to the several women who don't have a voice elsewhere to be able to voice out their challenges, and also helps women who have not been recognized in their communities and families to know that there is a day set aside to recognize women's effort and achievements in particular, and also to show our counterparts, the males, that women do have an input in our life, in our community, and they should be recognized and celebrated. I really do think that celebrating Women's Day is important, and it should go on, because in several communities around the world, the women's input in life and in communities is not recognized like it should be. So on a day like Women's Day around the world, we should celebrate what women have done and are doing.
Okay, that's well said, Prosy. But let me ask you, my sister in the studio, my colleague from the House of Service, why do we still have to do this every time? Do we need to remind our counterparts, as Prosy says, men, that it is Women's Day? We have to celebrate. Why is that?
You know, women are affected by poverty, violence, lack of access to education opportunities, especially in the vulnerable society. So it is very important to celebrate women and remember that women play a major role in our society, because empowering women, and even though women have come for the first years, women have given plenty to think about. On the other hand, we see like sexism, persistence, prevalence in the so-called advanced society. You know, there is a report from UN that says 22 out of 34 countries with deaths, women are more likely to be to have low-paid jobs than men worldwide. Yeah. Women earn 24% less than men. So women are doing a lot in the society, but they are not being recognized as they should be.
Okay.
So it is very important to celebrate Women's Day.
You have a point. You have a point. And I want to ask also Tausi Kagasheki, CSI founder. You're doing a lot for women in Africa, especially helping in communities and helping in childbirth survival. That's a very good thing you're doing. But Tausi, I think there are so many things and strides women have gone through in 2016. We still have to do this? Why?
I appreciate the earlier comments from the other speakers, because really my response encompasses both of those, in the sense that it's important and, of course, worthy to celebrate women and the great accomplishments that some of them have had within their families, within their communities, and even countries. But then at the same time, it also creates this opportunity to realize the inequities that still exist, the inequalities that still exist, the systems that are double standard. As somebody said, you know, women are not paid the same as their male counterparts. So it's really a day to push for women's issues to be brought to the forefront, to celebrate women, recognize women, and at the same time to mobilize resources, communities, different parties to be able to promote the well-being of the whole woman and not partial woman.
And that is well said, and you can give us examples of how you yourself are being part of this. But anyway, International Women's Day is a topic tonight. So many interesting views and questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in Washington studio with Zahra, Perossi, and Tosi. Right now, discussing International Women's Day. Anyway, what has the society have been doing for women's rights? And what has the United Nations has been doing so far? There's a number of key agreements for governments, or guiding the governments, advocating in promoting gender equality and also empowerment of women. Anyway, I spoke to my colleague, Mike Hovey, from the Zimbabwe service, and I wanted to know his take.
To be honest with you, man, it's a loaded question. I would say the day is very important because women play such a crucial role in our lives. But that aside, to be honest with you, Sunny, I'm not a big fan of celebrating Women's Day because it's just a day. Women should be celebrated every day.
Oh, really?
Every day, every day. Women play a role in our lives every day. Uh-huh. And to be quite frank with you, I think it's very unfair for us to set aside one day to go, okay, that's your day where I celebrate you. And then the rest of the 360-something days, I'm doing what I got to do. Nah, man. I mean, I compare it to like Valentine's Day. You can't put aside one day to be like, oh, that's the day I love you. Nah, you got to love your person every day, man. So, yeah, that's my stance on Women's Day. I think it's an important day. Don't get it twisted. I grew up in a household being raised by women. I have a mother and two sisters who I adore more than anything in this world.
Wow.
And they have raised me and taught me a lot of things about being a human being, about, funny enough, being a man.
Oh yeah?
Strange.
Can you imagine
enough, a woman, I never thought that
showing
would work
you how
out,
to be a man.
A woman showed me the importance of being a man and how to become a man.
So it looks like women can be all round leaders.
Of course, straight up. How many single households are whereby the woman plays the husband, the wife,
tell
the mother, the everything?
Tell me about it.
Women are capable of doing a lot, man. Women are capable. Shout out to all the women in the world, man. And when I say women's, I'm not just talking about your girlfriend, your wife, or whatever it is. I'm talking about even your friends, even your colleagues, even everyone. For as long as she's a female, she has an impact on your life that is beyond what you think.
Really?
So appreciate
that's
her
deep,
every day.
My brother Mike. That's very deep. Having an impact beyond of what you
that
think.
That is you have no idea how much women impact your life on a daily basis. They impact my life every day. And when I say that, I'm not just talking about my girlfriend. I'm not just talking about my friends. I'm not just talking about my mother. Every single, including women that I don't talk to on a regular basis within the building, they impact me because some of them actually teach me things that I never thought I'd learn from strangers.
Right.
So women play a big role, man.
That's very deep, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that people are learning and women are listening right now.
Hey, shout out to you. Shout out to all the women listening. Shout out to every
sure
single one of them. They deserve the love that they get every single day.
And also, Mike, don't forget that they say also behind a successful woman, there should be a man too, right?
Well, isn't it the other way around? You got it wrong, brother. It's behind every successful man is a successful woman. All right? However, you know what? Even on the flip side, that is very true. I mean, I believe that, of course, you can have a successful woman and have behind you a successful man motivating you just as much. I mean, it's 2019, brother.
Yes, sir.
Anything can happen. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Thank you, Mike Hovey. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing Women's Day. And back to the studio. Now I want to go all the way to Kampala, Uganda, again to you, Prosinya Fono. You said it is important. We have to celebrate. We have to see all these achievements that women have been doing, and women are doing a lot anyway. But don't you think, Prosi, that also men have been doing a lot? I've been discussing with Zahra previously on the show about the role of women in the house and the role of men. How do we make sure that we don't forget to tell our young children that also you have men in your life who are doing a lot as well?
Okay. In my own society, men easily get recognized for even the little.
Really?
They do. when you go to a hospital and there is a man carrying a baby, everyone is so touched and they make all these comments, wow, the man is carrying a baby. But when for a woman to get recognized in my own community, they have to extremely shine out and achieve so much for them to get recognition. And I think that's how it is in several places. The men easily get the recognition because they are out there. They have the voice. They have the space. African culture respects the man for virtue of being a man, even before they achieve anything.
Wow.
And you see, for a woman to get recognized, she has to be extraordinary to get that spot of recognition.
Yeah.
So yes, we still do say that men are achieving a lot. Yes, they have achieved, but they already have this societal and patriarchal advantage that they have over the men, and I don't think that is about to change.
Over the women, you mean? Okay.
Yes, it's not about to change. They can't, at least in Africa here, in my own country,
yeah.
Men already have that privileged position.
Mm.
So yes, the odds for a man to succeed are really high in my own country. The odds against a girl are really, really so many. For her to finally shine and make it and sit on the table of men, like we come to call it, she has really worked maybe four times more than the boy. So I really think that men should not feel like the space is closing out. I don't think it will close out. We just, in fact, need to create more spaces for women because the world is there for the
right.
taking, for those who can fight for it. And unfortunately, here in Africa, the men have all the weapons to fight to get to the top. Women have one or two, sometimes even none.
Wow.
So I really don't think there should be a competition.
Mm.
The men should get on board to help the women shine to achieve what they really should be achieving, what their potential has for them.
Okay, well said. Let me ask you, Zahra, you're from Nigeria. Do you see this happening as well, of course, in our continent of Africa? But aren't the men already maybe doing enough? Don't you see that? Or what is going on here? If you say from your own experience in family and work and everything else.
Yes, the men are doing a lot. But, for example, from my own society, from my own community, since from the beginning, since from when you're a little child, you are shown that your brother is more than you because he is a man and you are a woman. Even since from our tradition, our culture, like women are being put down, like men are the higher. So in order for women to be recognized, she has to do extremely do something big or better than men to be recognized, because everything is about men and men. And for example, a man can work, take care of his family. He is considered as a hero, as
right.
he is doing something big.
Yeah.
But for a woman, even if she's working, even if she's taking care of her family,
yeah.
she is not recognized.
Wow.
She don't have the credit, because all this our society sees is men.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I understand your point very well, but I'll throw this to Tausika Gasheki. In our societies in Africa, and you know it, especially when it comes to issues of working with families, taking care of children and everything else, most of the time you see men and women doing this, and maybe you say women is taking a bigger portion of it, but for the most part, don't you think that it's like women really take all that honor and they really want to do that rather than their men or their counterparts doing anything, especially at home and, of course, leading in other areas. But this is what we see women getting proud of doing rather than seeing men doing anything.
Right. So, of course, you know, right there, what you touched upon, you're talking about womanhood, you're talking about motherhood, and a little bit, of course, it connects with gender roles. What is expected of a woman? What is expected of a mother?
Mm-hmm.
And those are roles that naturally, as nurturers, that women will play, mm-hmm. whether you have children or not of your own. But, you know, going back to some of the earlier points in terms of women, men not needing as much celebration as women, I would like to kind of, play the devil's advocate a little bit because, you know, through my over, 10 years of working in international health, you know, advancing girls' education, advancing women's empowerment, ensuring that women have access to health services, ensuring that women have the voice, and they are empowered to seek services without having to feel like they will get backlash from their spouses or from their male relatives. A lot of that has to do with our direct involvement and engagement with men. So these are spouses, these are community leaders, these are government leaders. And so I see it as, you know, you can look at it from different angles, but the fact that we're able to bring and engage men in conversations that are particularly focused on empowering women, on creating opportunities for girls to go to school and advance beyond primary and secondary school to even go all the way to college or university, that is worth mentioning in terms of why we celebrate Women's Day, because, you know, behind all these powerful women that there are today, there are men standing behind them. There are men supporting them. Mm-hmm. There are men making policies. You know, if you look across sub-Saharan Africa, it's mostly men who are in leadership positions.
Yep.
So when we're talking about successful policies, when we're talking about policies that really support the girl, child, or even women to work and, you know, be able to run a business, to be able to own land and you know, kind of thrive on their own, in a way we have to give some credit to the men who whether they're doing this willingly or unwillingly, but they are playing a part in definitely empowering women and girls.
Yep, very well said. At least you said something.
Could I top up on what Percy has
sure,
said?
Sure, definitely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I would love to add on to what she has said, because she has really hit the nail on the head. In Africa, at least in my own country, I have come to realize that women have as much power as the men are willing to give them.
Okay.
That's what I've come to realize. Because several women are in women's groups. They go get this training, get this financing, they get this skill. But to go back home and utilize the home resources, set a home space to put up the business for which she has been trained, if her husband is unwilling to let her use it, she will not get it. We have had examples where women get money from women's groups and the husband takes the money away from them. So really, I agree with what the former speaker said, because women in Africa are unable to exercise their rights, unable to exercise the opportunities they have, because the men that they have around them are not willing to let them have that. So, like what she said, if we can get these men on board and celebrate the men who are supporting the women, I think that is really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. At least you gave us some credit. Thank you so much.
Yes, a lot of it.
I mean, look at us. I mean, let me put it right there.
Yes.
Somebody like Sunday Shomari, trust me, he is a gentleman to be celebrated.
Yeah.
He's really put women's voices out there. He's given them the platform to talk on different issues, whether it's politics, whether it's health, whether it's agriculture, whether it's tourism.
Yeah.
And you have all these conversations happening that are not only empowering women, but are also informing his audience and all these other people who might have access to his network. So, you know, Sunday, credit to you as well. We celebrate you in the process of celebrating ourselves.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
thank you so much, Chelsea. Thank you so much, Chelsea. Sure, Zahara. That's great. Well, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back.
So cute, them a wanna. Riding with the king, them a wanna. Big boys in the place, them a wanna. Party and have some fun. DJ play my song, me want to dance and have some fun.
Montez.
I don't care what the people say, I'm with you all night long.
Hey.
Ooh, play my song, me
have some fun. I don't care what the people say, I'm with you all night.
Stepping out the area, the ladies' hearts are go boom boom.
Aww.
Them ladies, they might shake it, they might tremble so hard, cause they sing the King Kong.
Aww.
Yeah, when I meet you in York, quite them girls wanna bang with the boss.
Ooh.
In case you don't know, in Cameroon, I am the god MC, no two. Ah, yeah, I de laugh. Bangy boy, I am spitting all out. You wanna play with me, man, you play with God. One man on the pitch, but I kill your whole squad. Yeah. Montez, queenie now they making no man can contest. Who will you say if you wanna draw a contest? When the king said yes, don't care about the rest.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk from the Voice of America's Africa service. Well, this was great all ladies panel talking about International Women's Day. So I applaud you and I thank you so much, ladies. Time is not our greatest ally, as my colleague Shaka Sali says. So we have to end it right here. And I want to thank you so much, so much. Former CEO, Child Birth Survivor International, CSI, and also professor at Towson University in Baltimore, Maryland, Tausi Kagasheki. Thank you so much for your time, Tausi.
Thank you so much, Sonny. It's always a pleasure to be on a call with you and all the other speakers.
Sure. And of course, all the way in Kampala, Uganda, Prosi Nyafono, thank you so much for being here again.
Thank you very much. And thank you for the topic, discussing women. That's really good.
Sure. Okay. And my colleague, Zahra Faghi, thank you so much for your time from the Hausa Service.
Thank you so much. Thank you for talking about women.
No problem. Anytime. Well, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be fashion trends. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday.
This is VOA.